Thank you. I'm Elias Kassam. My practice is very much concerned with improvisation and sort of natural movements that emerge out of the body. I paint and write, and I'm always interested in finding like the autonomic, something which is natural and alive and present in a particular moment, something that is unknown and shifting. Finding new forms that don't emerge out of a conception from the mind, but actually something which is just like held or found in space. And I feel the element of air is really present in me and in everything around us. And it is really the element of improvisation. It's the element that moves and shifts and gives life and texture to the unknown. But yeah, I'm very interested in the idea of repetition and how the world continues to repeat itself in multiple motifs, but never quite the same, always with a sort of spiraling upwards towards something and shifting, where everything is new and simultaneously the same. Thank you.
So my name is Frida Coleman McNeil, and I'm from Belize, and I'm 25 years old, and I do love music and arts in a whole. So apart from that, I like painting and creating things. And most of all, instead of making music, I also love to listen to music. So that's a bit about myself. I'm also a mom. And yeah, these are just interesting times and journeys for me. Music being a part of it. I came to the project through Hamangi, also someone who attended the project through AWCR. And I never went back afterwards. Like I always attended, I loved it. It was from that one time onwards. So I loved it. Hamangi invited me, and I appreciate that she did, because it's been a while since I've been involved in anything sort of meditation like, and not just meditation, but in depth of the elements. Like, it's rare to find people who are interested in the healing purposes and the meditation that you can get through respect and grounding through the elements. And so that was very unique and lovely for me. And I do love the elements. Like, in my culture, we respect them so much. Like, for example, the ocean, we fish in the earth, we are farmers and gatherers because we hunt, and the air because we breathe and it allows us to live and carry messages of love and hope to some degree. It's like energy. And then we have fire, which is just something that brings us warmth, something that purifies instead of the negative part of what people think it does, which is to burn. It purifies and it brings to life. And I love the element for that, which I'm thankful for my ancestors in teaching me such things. So the fire harp is very fierce. Like, the way that makes sound, it's like it's, when you strike the strings, it's actually like you're striking a rock and a fire is about to ignite. That's how I feel like it. It's sharp. It's like thing. And then it, to me, it's like one of those sounds. Like, music can draw different things out of you, just like these musical elements. Like, they give you different sounds. And the fire tend to spark. Like, today it's chilly, but there's sunlight. You don't necessarily feel the chill, you feel the warmth. And if you play the fire harp, like right now, it's almost like I know you'll just chase the cold away. It's like one of those sounds that wakes you up, that refreshes you, that sends you warmth, because it just vibrates through. That's how powerful the spark in the strings is for me and the fire harp. The water harp is more acoustic. It's deep. It's subtle. It's not one of the smooth waters, like, you know, how they say, like, still waters run deep. It's not necessarily one of that. It's more of, like, a water that is turmoil, coming into its own, finding its path, like taking that swirl pool before heading into a direction. So it's like it can be what you want it to. You can direct it into a direction that you might want it to be. So it's acoustic, deep, soft, but not too soft. So it gives you power. It's like it's moving. It's not still, it's moving water type of sound. So I like the water sound for that. And the earth, which was played by my favorite player of all, Florence, she plays it so well. And when she plays it is when I think I connect it with both, for some reason, African and Japanese sounding acoustics, because it sounds like home, it sounds like if you know what it is to be in an extended family where there's like a great grandmother, a grandmother, and a mother, like three generations or four, that's what the sound gives me. It gives me grounding. It just sounds like home, a tune that you can play around these four generations and everyone can still be at peace and agree that the music that they're hearing is good. That's what I think of the earth harp. So I played these four instruments when I first got introduced to Amanda and Terrence. So I've come a far way now, like I've been here for a while with them and I'm learning them more and more too, the instruments of course, and I love it. So, like I said, if you're connected to the elements the way that I am connected to them, I tend to skip seeing these things because it comes natural to me. The feeling that you get, hence the reason I express it the way I do, is because when you, the harps, they're made to actually be on you. They're not made to be on a stand and then you playing them from some distance away. They're created in a sense where they connect to you, some part of your body, where you pull that string or you touch the string and you can actually feel the vibration, and it's the vibration that gives me the sense of what element it is and where that element sits in my soul or with me, what I'm thinking of, and it changes every so often. Like, it all depends on the mood that you're in and that string that you stroke and that first sound that it makes and the vibration that you feel. It typically sends chills down my spine, especially when I play the fire harp, like having it on my cheekbone and then playing that high string. Like I tell you, I feel like it's a like when you knock two rocks together to get that spark to start a fire, it gives me that revived life, purification, which is what fire does. And then when I play the water and the ground and the earth, that vibration gives me content, peace, but grounding. Like me being Afro-Latina, it somewhat gives me that sense of like ancestors are standing behind me, vibrations of different length and different times. So it's like it speaks to me probably through different generations of people that I once was and that I am now being created of in one. The meditations about like, so they introduced to us these grounding pillars that are like so odd when you first look at them. But then when they introduce to you how you use them with the grounding and the crystals that are involved in their methods of meditation, it was very interesting and I loved it because I've never seen it being used in that sense. And it's lovely to meditate while you have these pillars, these groundings, these crystals, and the music that comes with it, with the different vibration that it gives. So having other members and other beings with you on the same journey who are playing their hearts out on the harp, and then you just relaxing and grounding your feet, feeling yourself where you are at that moment in the meditation session is beautiful. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just relaxing, calming. I even cried one time before I actually fell asleep on one of the grounding pillars, but it's not like a sad cry. It's like I'm coming back to my body cry. You know what I mean? Like sometimes in trauma, your brain tends to separate yourself from your body, and sometimes you need something to ground you back to your body so you can actually feel yourself, your soul inside your present being on earth. And that helped me and that felt so good, like to my soul good. And I love the meditation session, so that's where I'm at. So when we're in the room, some of us would play some harps, like Aunt Florence would play her water or her earth, which are her two favorite ones, let me say that. And some of us would just be laying on the pillow, which the others playing the harps would be sending out their beautiful vibrations and energy to us, the ones who are actually laying down on the bed doing our healing. So the one playing the harps would be healing through music and making the vibrations to us. It's like they're healing themselves while administering the medicine to us, who's not necessarily playing the harp. So we are healed by people who are creating somewhat their own medicine, their own remedy at that very moment that speaks to them, and it somewhat resonates through the room for the other people who are there laying down meditating. Since I've met these wonderful ladies from Harlesden, like Auntie Florence, I think her and I connect her because I can see that playing the instrument for her and calming us down, it also calms her down. And at like her age, I think it somewhat gives her this community purpose of how an elderly can help me, a younger person, feel calm, while me, a younger person, can also play for her and feel and understand where she's coming from, and then know her type of vibration. The way she plays it allows me to know what she likes and what calms her down also. So it, to me, it's her feeding me with her energy enough that I can feed her back from my energy. And it's like symbiotic type of energy. It's like you give me, I give you, and we move, and then it continues to do this thing like how mushrooms grow, you know what I mean? So it's like little bursts of spurs that connect us through the vibrations of of the instrument and of that meditation session. And it, you can see that it brings us as women into a place of tranquility and into a place of belonging and into a place whereby we feel as if though we are doing not just for ourselves and our children at that moment, but for an outside community of other women that we might not even know, but we will become to know through this engagement. And like I said, I feel as if though me and Auntie Florence, like every time I hear her play the drums, or she just, her energy reads into me. It's like she's giving me her peaceful, elderly, wise energy, and I'm just feeding into it. And by reciprocating, I tend to give her my young, energetic energy also. Because every time I walk in the room, there's always like this bright smile. Hi, my darling. And it's lovely. We both knowing that there's a peace in between how we met. It's like very lovely for human beings, especially women of different age from different generations, you know. It's really good.
My name is Florence Musa. I am from Nigeria, living in Wembley. And I got to know about this project from my health advisor. Told me about it in housing. And I decided to visit and met two beautiful ladies, Amanda and Tessa. And that's it. It has been a wonderful journey. I am 78, approaching 79, because I was born on the 13th of March, 1945. Actually, I came to London as a teenager. I came in 1969, and my first port of call was in Labu Grove, 55 Acklam Road, and life was not like what it is now. And like I say, my first house, there was no bath. We used to have paraffin heating, no central heating. But everything has changed. We give thanks to Almighty God. Now we can have central heating, have a bath. Because years ago, we used to queue on Saturdays to have a shower. After working from Sunday to Monday, Saturday, we go and queue to have a shower and pay for it. But now we have a bath in the house, so life has changed. We give thanks to Almighty God. When I came here, got married, had beautiful children. But unfortunately, my two daughters suffered from sickle cell, so they went back to Almighty God. What can I say than to say thank you, God? But I have, by my second marriage, I have other children that are doing very well. We give thanks to Almighty God. My son is a pilot. My daughter is working with TFL. I have lovely grandchildren, 7 grandchildren. I have a happy home, united family, and we are happy. Yeah, this center that I was introduced to has really motivated me from the day I went there. I've learned quite a lot. It's like a new family created by lovely Amanda and Tessa, because I've met lovely people, which we used to sing together. We do music, exercise. We learn a lot, like music, playing piano, music instruments, and quite a lot of exercise that has really helped me. Because at my age, you know, with arthritis, I'm going through quite a lot of pain, but coming out into this exercise has really helped me as well, and we have learned a lot. I'm looking forward to the presentation in January, where we are all going to perform Happiness, meeting all the groups, not to mention a few. Elfrida, almost every. Elfrida is like a daughter to me. She's such a lovely, jovial girl. She makes, whenever she's around, she makes us laugh, she makes it more interesting. I mean, they're all, everybody is good. But with Elfrida, whenever we see her, she's so, so, so lively and makes the whole thing more interesting. She's a lovely girl. I take her as a daughter to me. And like every other group, person in the group, we are all family. I'm happy with everyone. Yeah, for the instrument, the first day I saw that instrument, for me to know that it was built by Amanda, it's like I can't still get over it that she could build such a wonderful instrument. And I didn't think I could ever be able to play it, but now I look forward to playing this instrument. The water one, the fire, they're all lovely and really nice, you know. And like I say, it's it makes you calm, calmness, relax, you know, and beautiful, beautiful.
My name is Phan Bat Long. I'm from Vietnam. I came to the UK alone and live in London more than 10 years. There's some reason I have to stay away from home. So when I see the clouds, it reminds me of my birth home. The clouds represent freedom because they can go and move everywhere in the sky. They can protect people and animals from ultraviolet rays of the sun. They can also absorb water from the sea and create rain, hail, and snow for the earth. They can travel non-stop to see the sun, the moon, the stars, the birds, both daytime and nighttime. They never tire and they're very excited to watch everything that happening on the earth. If the clouds were my home, I would invite and welcome everyone to fly with me everywhere in the world. Would you like to travel with me in the sky?
Thank you. Hi, my name is Sonia Kim, and everyone just call me Sonia here. Yeah, I'm from Seoul, South Korea, and I finding out this project through my school, actually through my guest, the professor. She just invited us to meet like Amanda and Teresa's work in Metroland, and we just participated in like sound instrumental like project somehow. And after that, I made a contact and I got interested in, so here I am. Because I thought like I have quite like stable life like before I come here. So mostly my home is, my actual like physical house is in Seoul, South Korea. You know, but I always think, I don't know, home is not only a physical space. So it can be like person by themselves, and everywhere I go, I feel, if I feel like stable and welcome and very grounded, I can say that that's my home as well. So I don't know, also about the migration, because now I'm in like London, UK. I think I am very like good at adopt in some places and changing environment. I don't know, but everywhere I go, I feel very grounded and I feel very, I don't know, like natural. I don't know, but I'm in quite like interesting like living situation now, because I live with the nuns. I think this is my first time. I live with the nuns, so I live in the nunnery, even though I'm not like Catholic, I'm Protestant, but anyway, I live with the nuns, so that house is like full of like students, so it's like a twin building, but half of building is like nunneries for like nun, and the other space are like only for students, so we always run into nuns, and I don't know, just get to know nuns' life more every single day, so it's very interesting, because in my perspective, they don't really have their own personal life. They just do every single thing all together at the same time. Very strict lifestyle. So I was just like, okay, but do they feel like homey enough as they're like in, when they're like in their own space, you know? Yeah, because when I like trying to share this kind of flat with someone else, I still feel some like boundary or like, I don't know, like this is my space or this is your space, this kind of like strict like part. Yeah. Anyway, this is the home. But I think I'm still like figuring out what this home means like. And actually it connects a lot with the shape of the cloud, I would say. So that kind of like home and cloud thinking like process was very helpful for me as well. Because somehow I met this project from the very beginning of my life when I started to migrate in, not migrate, but like staying in London for a while. So I think I'm trying to like find every piece that I feel like homey enough for me and then form some kind of cloud. I'm playing the drum in the performance, so I've been practicing and tried to play a lot these days. And you know, like they have a like deer skin like drum side, and the other side they have a like metal panel, like two different sides. But when I like trying to hit the metal panel, it just create a lot of like vibration inside, and it actually like create really big sound, but it's not like big, it's hard to describe, more like a singing bowl sound, so more like you are in the sound, no sounds is in you. So yeah, I like that, because the when I play it, it becomes like, it feels like I'm part of the instrument as well. Yeah, I think sound is very interesting element as well, because it has like vibration. And when that kind of like vibration like hit the every particle of the air and everything when we are in the same space. It just, I don't know, make another vibration in our mind as well, or like physically. So sometimes when I hear like them sing or move or change this kind of like atmosphere, I felt that a lot. And it actually like sometimes gave me a lot of energy to move on, or yeah, very, I don't know, very strong and firm kind of thing. Yeah. So, but sound is like you cannot really see the sound or like check it out, but somehow it's very physical as well and very like close as a science. So it actually like hit you somehow and make some movements like in invisible way. So I really like that.
I'm Silla Kima. When I was making this piece of music, I was thinking about the slow beat, the slow rhythms of the earth, and the fire beneath all of our feet, down towards the earth's core, always pulsating, always moving. And I was also thinking about my own heritage in the eastern side of the Baltic Sea, where there is a specific oral tradition called Regi Laul. And the rhythmicality that is there is also reflected in this song, in this piece of music.
You have listened to the voices of Frida C., Florence Musa, Sungyong Kim, and Pham B., participants and co-directors of a live performance titled A Home is a Cloud. Over a period of 3 months, the group has met weekly together with 12 other participants and explored notions of home, faith, and belonging through the lens of music and movement as a form of worship. The fruit of their labor was a 45-minute long, part scripted, part improvised score, consisting of collective movement and song, interspersed with individual solo pieces. A Home is a Cloud took place on the 13th of January 2024 in Swiss Church in London. Featuring on this radio program are also two musical compositions, Spirit of the Waves Part 1 by Ilias Kassam and Slow Fire by Silikima. A Home is a Cloud is a part of Lyra, an ongoing project conceived by Amanda Kamenish and Therese Westin.